友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我在神学院读书的时候，我们教授就是这么讲的。
And that's how I was taught in the seminary.
这美国的圣徒这些长辈，他们非常痛心的说，现在这个美国，这还是20多年，快30年以前啊，他说美国已经是世风日下，教会负责任，传道人负责任。
And he said that about 30 of this generation has begun the corruption of the preachers.
今天更是这样子。
And today is even worse.
我请问大家。
I'll ask all of us.
今天我们都知道美国这个普世教会光景很差，里面充满很多的罪。
You know that the American churches are full of sins.
但是有多少教会，有多少次今天大家会听到说一个教会它真正在执行教会的纪律。
But how many churches we know today actually practice church discipline?
是不是很少，越来越少？
Is it so few of us that practices church discipline?
那么如果教会很少，越来越少执行教会纪律，那么就两个可能。一个就是什么呢？教会里信徒大家都特圣洁。
What are the outcomes of the lack of church discipline? Now, one of them is good that all the people in the church are becoming more holy.
都特遵守规矩。
And everybody abide by the church rule.
如果不是，那么另外一个可能就是什么呢？就是今天许多的教会在许多情况之下该执行的这个纪律没有执行。
But the other outcome is that the church discipline is totally broken down. Nobody follows the rule of the church.
今天人已经越来越失去对神的一个敬畏的心，不怕神。
Today we lost the heart of fear to the Lord.
我们常常去打这样的一个类比，你看一个家庭当中啊，一个家庭当中的孩子啊。
I'll give you example of the kids in the family.
我问父母，你们也不用觉数，不用回答，你上次管教孩子是什么时候？
And we ask the parent, you don't have to answer me. How many times since recently did you discipline your kids?
小朋友多久没有被管教了？
How many times your kid has no longer been disciplined?
那小朋友很久没有被管教呢，也是两种可能。
And there are also two possibilities if your kids are not disciplined.
一种呢，就是孩子真的很乖。
The first one is your kid is so nice.
你看今天咱们一起领圣餐的时候，真的感谢神，我们的小朋友是不是特别乖？
And today when we all partake of the sacrament, you think that
也可能我没有太注意到，那我感觉是孩子们都是蛮乖的啊。
I believe that all the kids are behaving.
确实，一家几个孩子，那个每个孩子就是不一样啊，有的乖一些，有的呢淘气一些。
And then the different kids in this each family, some of them are rowdier than others.
但是另一方面，如果要是我们知道这个孩子不太乖，但是已经很久没有被管教了，那么就说明这个家庭这个父母的职责有些的缺失。
If you know one of your kids are very rowdy and you have not disciplined him for a long time, you know you have become a bad parent.
如果今天整个的社会都讲一味的，大家注意啊，一味的就是鼓励肯定不要管教，爱中用爱来去感化好了。
If all the parents are talking about encouragement, always positive enforcement instead of discipline.
这些都是对的，都是好的，大家要注意。
This is good.
但是如果单单只讲这一面，我跟您说肯定不够，而且肯定说明今天的社会和家庭出了问题。
But this is insufficient because you have to talk about the other side, discipline.
那么今天的社会和家庭也确实是已经出了很大的问题。
And today there are many problems that appear first from the parents.
就在最近这一两天。
And this is the last couple of days.
有一个人跟我联系。
And so the person who contacted me.
紧急找住处，我也给他发到了我们这个新生的这个群里面。
And then I actually pass on this particular example to our WeChat.
他说隔壁住着一个美国一个年轻人，一个成人男的。
And he said that my neighbor is an American young man.
每天在那里抽烟抽大麻，味道非常的呛。
He was smoking marijuana, and we smelled it.
嗯，然后他说我这呛得我根本就睡不着觉。
To make me, I can't sleep because of the smell.
他说我是很客气的去敲他的门，跟他说你要抽这些烟呢，你就到外面，对吧？户外你去抽，就注意点，不要这个影响到邻居。
So I actually kindly knocked on his door and said that you want to smoke marijuana, smoke it in the open air so that your house don't smell that bad.
这中国人说我实在是每天晚上都失眠啊，太痛苦了。
Because your smell has influenced us, we can't sleep.
然后他说你知道发生什么事情吗？
You know what happened?
这个年轻人的妈妈
The mother of this young man
住在几个 block, 就是几个街区以外的地方
Just a few blocks away.
跑到我家来敲门来威胁我。
And then she come to knock on our door and to threaten me.
不是替他的儿子道个歉或者是什么，是来威胁我。
And she did not apologize on behalf of her son, she actually threatened me.
这是今天这个社会啊，这是不是颠倒黑白啊？
It's actually changed the bad black and the white.
在家中孩子如果从小我们不定下规矩，该管教不管教。
If you don't discipline your kid when they were young,
等到大了就是追悔莫及啊。
And then when he became an adult, you can't do anything anymore.
我也是在这里做一个父亲，我们做父母的也在这学功课。
And then you and I are parents, we should learn something.
我们中间也有一些年轻人，包括青少年间一起来敬拜啊。
Some of us are young people, maybe you should learn also.
尤其是个男生，小男生回到家不管哪手机是不是打个 game 啊什么的这些。
Boy who come home with his cell phone.
我的儿子也一样。
My son is just like that.
啊有一个手机呢，有时候常常在手机上面玩这个 game 那 game.
And then he always play electronic games.
后来我就给他定一条规矩。
And then I put in a rule for him.
我说回到家以后。
When he comes home.
让家里不有那个 charging pad, 就是现在无线的充电那个 charging pad。
And then there is a charging pad in my family.
我说你就搁在这个饭厅旁边的这个 charging pad, 一回来你就把手机放在上面。
And every time you come home, you leave your cell phone next to the charging pad.
不是完全不可以用，如果要是你真是说同学找你或有什么事情啊，你就站在这里把它拿起来看一看，看完以后放回去。
And but if you really have to use it, then you take a look at that, your cell phone next to the charging pad, but put it back immediately.
哎呀，我感谢神啊。
And I thank God.
我这个儿子还行，他没跟我闹翻天啊。
And my son did not argue with me.
我说好，爸爸我听你的。
And he listened to me.
一回到家就放在那里。
And he put his cell phone on the charging pad each time he comes home.
偶尔我看到他又躺在沙发上又开始拿这个手机。
And occasionally I saw him take up the phone when he was sitting on the sofa.
我脸一沉 ，Adrian.
And then I changed my countenance.
赶快把这个电话就放回去。
He saw my continent and he put it back.
放回去。
And then he put it back.
要有规矩，要有管教啊。
You should have discipline starting from your own home.
教会也是一样。
And the same thing with the church.
好吧，我们继续往下来看。
And let's keep on going.
我们来看叫做基督的临在。
And the presence of Christ.
跟后书十三章的第三和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。
Sure, so, since you seek a proof of Christ in me, I know I want to show you that we are not weak because we are mighty in you.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you.
保罗在这个地方，他的逻辑是什么呢
？What is his logic here？
他说。我们知道哥林多后书前面不是很多人常常挑战他你不是使徒因为那些假师傅攻击他说保罗这个不好那个不好
So you know the background of Corinth, it said that Paul was a false apostle, being accused of being a false apostle.
保罗说你们既然挑战说我有基督在我里面说话的凭据吗
And then he was asked, do you have the authority of Christ?
好保罗说那既然这样问那我就把你们当基督徒来看待。
So when Paul was asked like this, he say that I'm going to treat you in a Christian perspective, treat you as Christians.
因为只有基督徒才会问这个问题。
But only Christian can ask whether I am an apostle.
好，那既然把你们当基督徒来看待，那就要按照基督的标准。
If I treat you as a Christian, I should go by the standard of Christ.
因为你们身上应该有基督的同在。
Because you should have the presence of Christ.
而基督的同在不是让我们软弱的，因为他是有大能的。
Because if weak, the, your weakness becomes strong because of the power of God.
你说你自己是基督徒吗？
If you say you are Christian.
不要小看这个称号啊。
Don't really despise such a label.
如果你真的说你自己是基督徒，那好，那我们就拿基督徒精神来看待你。
If you say you are Christian, let's figure it out by the power of the cross.
对不对？我说我是基督，你就拿基把我当成基督徒，用基督徒的标准来看待我。
And then you should treat me in the Christian standard.
我们里面就应该有这样一个大能，这关键是什么呢？是基督耶稣十字架的大能。
And we should all be under the power of the cross.
你来看哥林多前书第一章十八节呀、啊，这十字架道理在那灭亡的人愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
First Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God.
我和弟兄姊妹说过这个我吃过一年的军粮一年的军训在陆军学院。
And I told you that I have been in the army before.
那么呢在陆军学院的这个周末呀有的时候很有意思。是怎么样呢你可以去领要领牌子不能随便呢领牌子领证然后可以上街去街上逛半天。
And then in the army academy,you can be excused and to take your kids out to the street on the weekends.
那这个出去上街啊哦大家都很愿意的因为去买点东西啊逛一逛啊什么的。
And many of those army reserve can go out to the street and to go shopping.
但是你可不要以为离了这个军营到了街上就可以随便乱来。
But you being an army reserve, you cannot behave differently on the street.
这个我们的这个区队长就跟我们说了。说你们即使是上了街你要注意你穿着军装就按军人来对待你。
And then the army cadet, captain told us army reserve, even though you live on the street, you should actually behave as an army guy.
在这个大街上有什么呢有军队的纠察。
And then because they are actually,
military police.
A military police on the street.
就是我们说叫宪兵啊有地方叫宪兵。
So military police are patrolling the street.
这是军队的纠察他们的权力是非常大的。
And they have a lot of authority.
不管你是什么少校少尉中校上校。
If you are colonel, you are lieutenant, assistant correct lieutenant, they have authority over you.
只要是军容不整。
If you have a bad, unbuttoned, uniform.
违反军纪。
And have been against the army rule.
有损军人的尊严。
And to be irrespectful of the standard of the army.
被军队的纠察抓到绝不宽容。
If you are being arrested by the military police, you will not be forgiven.
所以这个出去的时候出门的时候有面镜子先对着照一照是不是
？So when you get out,
看得怎么样
you should check yourself whether your military uniform is shaped up.
后来有一次还挺有意思的那时候已经都这个回来到大学继续读书有一次在北京王府井的大街上面。
And one time, I was excused from the army and went back to a university in Wang Fu Jing in Beijing.
那时候当然咱们都已经是平民了穿便装了。
And I was in fact no longer army reserve, I was just a regular.
我可真的是遇到了这个军队这个纠察宪兵啊。
I actually bumped into a military police.
非常严肃地走到一个而且还是个军官面前。
And then he was walking very solemnly in front of me.
好他们个儿也真高这个宪兵个儿都特高啊
特高。He was a tall guy.
像我这种个儿矮的是不能去当这个、
so、
不能去当纠察。
He looked like a giant.
然后就很严肃的不管你是军官是谁风纪扣系好。
And he talked to me solemnly, said, regardless of whether you are a reservist or army regular, you should check up your uniform.
在这儿就这个地方的这个扣子啊系好风纪扣。
And then this actually reminded me.
这是轻的。
This is already a light penalty.
严重的立刻就带走的。
And then, if you are being serious, I would have much severe punishment.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们若说我是基督徒。
So brother and sister, you say you are Christian.
当然我们知道我们 没有一个人能够真正达到神的那样一个全人圣洁 perfect 标准。
We know you cannot be a perfect Christian.
但是我们不能够不按照这样一个很高的标准来提醒和要求我们自己。
But you should be always requiring yourself to live up to your standard.
既然我们说自己是基督的精灵，
if you say that you are Christian soldiers,
那你就不要去有损我们元帅的荣耀。
So do not defame your master.
要记得，基督随时与你我同在。
Because Jesus Christ is with us all the time.
基督也绝对给你我有这样的能力。
And he gave us the power of the cross.
胜过罪恶的引诱。
To overcome the sin that we are tempted with.
战胜我们里面的这个软弱。
And to give us strength and to overcome our weakness.
我们看下面第三点叫信仰的凭证。
And then the next one is the proof of faith.
啊，时间的关系，我们就每一段我们就不中文英文都读了。
I will not read the scripture anymore because of time.
哎，那么保罗在这里就讲到什么呢？最关键一点就是我们里面自己要有省察，省察我们到底有没有信心。
The key is to examine ourselves.
哎，自我要好好的有这样一个在主面前省察。
Self-examination all the time.
有的解经家说说这里这几个字实际上都是很重的。哎，一个是自己，大家注意。
And you can see that here is a very important word, the self.
你自己要去好好省察。
To self, concentrate on yourself.
这个，然后呢，要怎么样？省察还有另外一个词叫弃绝。
So examination, the second one, and then the third one, renunciation.
我有时候我们说，哎呀，圣灵啊，你来检查我心，对不对？当然对，神来检查我们心。
Of course, you want to ask the Holy Spirit to examine you all the time.
你自己要不要检查？
But you should examine yourself.
啊，圣经明明讲，你自己也要好好去检查。
The Bible says you should examine yourself seriously.
然后呢，这个省察还有一个什么试验？
And then the examine also has the meaning of testing yourself.
这个试验大家注意，不是指的说故意把自己摆到试探当中去，然后看看我信心刚强不刚强。
This is testing, not meaning to tempt yourself by putting yourself in a sinful situation.
我们人里面有这种软弱的时候，你有这种软弱的时候啊，我举个例子，比如说，你说这个现在我体重有点，但是我们弟兄姊妹都没有了，呵呵，你看有一些美国人确实这个啊体重，你说我现在呢稍微的这个 on diet 一点啊，那么你就不要每天坐在你的冰箱前面。
And if you are overweight, then so you should discipline yourself not to sit in front of the refrigerator every day.
那如果要是你说对这些什么色情的东西对你有这个诱惑，你就不要每天还打开那个网站，你看我就闭着眼睛故意不看。
If you are overcome by lust, do not peek at any kind of pornographic website.
你就离它远远的。
You should abstain away from those temptations.
这个试验这个省察指的是什么？是你要看你自己在经历打击、经历诱惑、经历攻击的时候，回头看你是不是真正站立得稳。
The self-examination meaning that when you are encountering frustrations and temptations, are you able to stand firm?
当你回过头看，你说我能站立得稳，那感谢神，表明我是真有信心的。
If you can stand firm, then you know you have faith in God.
而即使我软弱跌倒，神要怎么样？要扶持我站起来，因为我知道我不是那可弃绝的人。
Because when you are weak, you are strong, and you are not to be reprobate.
要记住这个结骨复原啊！我们是个破网子，但是耶稣能把我这个网子给我补好。
And you know that mending the net is the power of God.
前不久咱们蒙恩小组聚会。这个奈娜图老姐妹做一个见证。
A few weeks ago, in the Blessing Fellowship, we have an old lady that shared with us her experience.
我听她的那个见证，我真的很感动。
And I was deeply moved by her testimony.
大家知道她的父亲是中国人，她的妈妈是美国人啊，在上个世纪，在快一百年以前了，对不对啊？这个
His father is Chinese. His mother, her mother is American. It's 100 years ago.
在美国啊，这个纽约的啊，这个地铁上面啊，然后两个人就这样的一见钟情。
They met each other in a subway station in New York City.
长话短说，后来他的妈妈嫁给爸爸，就随着爸爸回到中国。
And his American mother followed her Chinese father And we went back to China.
非常敬虔的家庭，而且是一个基督教的家庭。
And they were a Christian family.
他的父亲曾经做过上海圣约翰大学的校长。
And her father was the principal of St. John University in Shanghai.
做过这个中国基督教青年会的总干事。
And he was a YMCA, Chinese YMCA,executive.
虽然我们知道这个基督教青年会在像吴耀宗啊丁光训啊这么宣扬这种新派神学是不新派的。
And although we know that Chinese YMCA was liberal,
但是奈娜老姊妹她的父亲是一个真正的信靠神的人。
But Nina's father was a true Christian.
她的爸爸后来这个当然我们知道中国这个变天以后那这种的身份那肯定是要受逼迫的会关进去抓进去了。
And then his father was arrested in the Cultural Revolution.
那些人逼着他父亲要否认信仰。
And he was forced to renounce his faith.
那这是要为主受多大的苦啊！他说他父亲说就一点，你让我做别的可以，就一点，我绝不否认我的主。
He's persecuted. He said, "You can make me do anything else, but I cannot forsake my faith."
那这是他父亲后来这个写的这个回忆当中，奈娜读到，他说对他有很大的提醒。
And this is a testimony that his father wrote down that had a deep impact on her.
他说那时候他还年轻啊，在国内读这个大学的时候，那么都要控诉嘛。
She was young and her father was purged in China.
那么呢，他就去控诉有一个带他去王明道教会的一个基督徒的同学。
And then there was a one of his her comrade that went to Wang Mingdao's assembly.
这多年以后特别是当他看到他父亲啊，为了主宁可受苦受逼迫也不否认主这个见证他自己在主面前有很深的悔改
And then she was moved by her dad's not yielding to persecution without admitting that he's a Christian and she was deeply moved
那他就被神来重建恢复他就要去找那一位当年被他去控诉那个同学向那个同学去道歉
and she was moved by that and she wanted to seek out that person who purged her who went to Wang Mingdao's assembly
所以弟兄姊妹这就是我们信仰的一个凭证我们即使软弱即使跌倒我们知道我们不是可弃绝的人我们的神要扶持我们要重建 restore
so you know that you and I are not the reprobate like Nina's father who never wanted to deny his faith
好最后我们来看这样一个盼望的一个祷告。
And now we will look at the last top topic, which is prayer of hope.
保罗说我求神叫你们一件恶事都不做。
And Paul said that I pray that you will not do any evil act.
这是保罗满怀盼望的一个祷告啊。
And this is a prayer of hope.
求神叫你们一件恶事都不做那真的是 be perfect, 是不是这样的
And to pray that you will not commit any sinful act.
我们靠自己谁都做得到啊
And how can we not sin by yourself?
我们都做不到。
We cannot do that.
但是我们可以不可以说这个标准太严苛了
And we said that this is a standard too high for me.
你看看刘备刘备不是基督徒啊。
And you talk about a Chinese general, Liu Bei.
给他的儿子这是这个东汉末年这是中国差不多也快两千年以前了一千多年以前的这个事情。
And that's 2000 years ago, this is a Chinese story.
那么这个刘备给他的儿子就有这么一句的遗言。
And then Liu Bei was giving to his son such a wise word.
勿以恶小而为之勿以善小而不为。
Don't do even a small bad deed, don't skip even a small good deed.
哪怕是小小的一点我们觉得好像这个是 OK, no, 不要去做。
Don't do even a small bad deed.
而一个本来是很小一件事情我们应该做如果是做了有时候你想不到你可能会为主就在做一个不经意当中做个见证。
Don't skip even a small good deed.
我有一次遇到这么一件事情。
And then I know that there's a story.
我到这个我们这边有一个连锁的小的这个超市叫奥迪大家知道吧奥迪。
奥迪 there's a store that we always shop at.
每个店都不是很大但是呢买东西也比较便宜也比较有效。
cheap groceries.
那我就去那个奥迪买东西。
And then I went to shop.
啊，他在那边的特点是什么呢？就是插一个两毛五的一个硬币，然后就推个车子就进去。
And then you have to put 25 cents in a shopping cart to get to buy it.
等到这个柜台算账的时候呢，就是怎么样啊？就是你用前面那个人的车子，是吧？
And then when you are shopping, you are checking out, you use the cart from another customer.
哎，就是你把你的车推到这儿，然后人家就开始往你的车里去放下一个人算账的东西。你的东西的话在前面一个人车子里，你推那个车走。
So your grocery would be put in another person's cart, and your car is being used by somebody else.
那天呢，我进去去买东西。
And one day I went there to shop.
在门口又拿这个就是什么广告，他不是都有一个广告。
And there was an advertisement in the store.
然后呢还有那个就是消毒那个纸巾可以擦一擦推着这个车子这个扶手。
And there was a sanitary wipe, I can wipe the disinfect the cart.
所以呢这个车子里除了我买的这些的货呢，还有就是这样一些的这个杂物 trash.
And then there was other stuff advertised on the paper than what I need.
那么在这算账的时候，因为人家已经开始往前我前面那个人的车子里面放我的东西给我算账了啊，我呢就要把我这个车子要交给这个售货员了。
And there are people who were being checked out with my card, and then I was putting myself in the previous car.
我就从我这个空车里顺手就把这些 trash 我就拿出来。
And then I just took something out from my own car.
然后我就问这个售货员说那个垃圾桶在哪里，然后他把垃圾桶走，我就把我这 trash 就扔到垃圾桶。
This is some trash, I want to throw the trash away into the trash can.
其实本身就是举手之劳，你不希望给后面一个人说拿了一个这个乱七八糟的东西在里面的这么一个车子。
Because I want to make my car clean for the next customer.
谁拿了一个车子里面这些脏东西都不太喜欢。
Of course, whoever pick up your car that's not clean, it's not good.
那我正在就扔这些帅士的时候，我就听在后面有人在喊我说牧师。
And then when I was throwing away the trash, somebody called my name, Pastor Feng.
我在后面排队的有一个人呢是好久，因为我们打羽毛球的这个群里面有一位这个女士，她不信主，跟她传过福音，跟她们父亲传过福音啊，好久没见了。
And then it was turned out to be a lady that were in my badminton club. She's not a believer. I have a witness to her father.
然后呢就对我满面笑容的。
And she smiled at me.
哎呀，我当时立刻我说还好啊。
He said, Pastor Fong, I said, I'm fine.
还好我收拾一下我这个车子里面这些脏东西。
And then I was taking care of the trash in my car.
人家不信主认识你，人家都从后面盯着你看呢。
You know that somebody who doesn't know you will always watch you.
但是同时我想到这件事情，我这心里也有点流冷汗。
And then when I remind myself of something.
有多少次其实我在这件事情那件事情上面很多的亏欠。
And you know that we have been not living up to our Christian standard in many places.
你在路上开车的时候。
When you are driving on the street,
有时候我们开车开得不好的时候，你有没有想到，如果要是这个人被我开印的这个人，如果是教会弟兄姊妹，或者我跟他传过福音的慕道友，我就惨了，是不是
？If you are speeding or passing a stoplight, do you want to be seen by a person who is your congregation or somebody who is non-believers that know you?
有多少时候人家好像看不见，但是我们知道这件小事那件小事，我是满怀着亏欠。
You know that even though there are small things in your life, you cannot ignore it.
好像没有一个故事，没有时间再讲了。我们继续往下来看。
There's a story that I don't have time to talk about.
保罗这样一个盼望的祷告。
So the prayer of hope.
他后面却有这么一部分的祷告，很有意思。
And then there is a meaningful prayer at the back.
他说：“不是写明我们是蒙悦纳的。”
It is not to show that we are so good.
任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。
And then we are not destined for destruction.
为什么保罗会这样祷告呢？
Why did Paul pray like that?
我要来你们中间，来要严严的来审问。
I want to come and then to be a judge.
那么当我严格要求的时候。
When I demand a lot from you,
你知道吗？你会被人攻击。
And you know you will be attacked,
诽谤。
And you will be defamed,
弃绝。
And to be a reprobate.
保罗说我自己即使经历这些
And actually I have experienced it personally
也愿信徒得益处
And I want to everybody to learn from it
也愿信徒被修复完全
And then we want to restore everybody to perfection
大家都你好我好
And everybody say good things to each other
是不是啊哎，都这个和和稀泥。
And then we just, pat each other on the back.
哎，都息事宁人。
And try to just calm down everything.
哎，这个不要去计较这些的事情了。
Don't care about small things.
教会的纪律也不重要。
Don't worry about church discipline.
哎，只要合一就好了。
And all we want is just to be united.
对于保罗来说如果保罗在这样的标准上面往下降一降我相信他会过得很好。
And if Paul was like that, then Paul would not have too many problems.
但是保罗在这里说宁可不息事宁人。
And, but Paul said that I do not want to be, keeping the peace of the congregation.
希望你们做完全人。
I want you to be amended, restore perfection.
是的我们都不完全。
I know we are all imperfect.
但是我们的主会让我们得完全。
But our Lord can make us perfect.
您知道啊，做一个大手术，开膛开颅的这种手术啊，它的环境得是无菌的，对不对？
Then,
非常干净的。
You know,
我们很多人在医院里面工作。
When you know that when you are operated on in a operation room, the hospital should be ultra clean.
成为精兵，要在严格的环境当中来训练。
And if you are a Christian soldier, you should be highly disciplined.
一丝不苟。
And then you cannot be ignoring small things.
而成为完全人，他这个修补的要求是特别的高。
To be mended, restore perfection, you have a high requirement.
啊，很多时候似乎是费力不讨好。
And something is something that, you cannot please everybody.
那这里的关键，一句话叫做舍己的爱。
And the key to this is the love of self, denial.
保罗说这权柄原是为造就人不是为败坏人。
He said the authority given to me is to education, not for destruction.
我们做的就是扶助真理。
We want to restore the truth.
哪怕是自己被弃绝只要人被造就。
Even though I would be forsaken, I want people to be built up.
那么也是值得的。
And it's still worth it.
我们来看使徒计划关键是一颗敬畏的心。
So we should have a prayer of hope.
基督的临在关键是十架的大能。
And then the Spirit of Christ, is helpful for us even it is difficult.
信仰的凭证关键是有没有自我的省察。
And then the self-examination is the proof of faith.
而盼望的祷告就是有没有一颗舍己的爱。
The prayer of hope is the love of self-denial.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊感谢您。
Lord, we give you thanks.
为着使徒保罗对主的忠心
for the faithfulness of the Apostle Paul
无私的
and he was selfless
舍命的
he was giving up his life
舍得一身剐的这样的一个爱
and then he want to sacrifice himself for all
向主献上祷告
we praise you for that
和感恩
and thank you for that
因为主耶稣基督这正是您的榜样
Because he was emulating Jesus Christ.
您要我们完全像天父完全一样。
And he want us to be perfect just like the Heavenly Father.
我们都是有何等的亏欠。
We are all deficient.
主，但是您为我们身体破碎，您为我们来付上了罪的赎价。
And you have broken for us, you have fulfilled the requirement of the justification for us in God.
你的命被舍了。
And you have given up your life.
我们被修复得完全。
And we have been restored to perfection.
求神保守您的众儿女。
And keep us all within your love and children of God.
让我们在这个黑暗的时代当中。
So that we can live in this crooked and perverted generation.
来立志做完全人。
And to become perfect as you are perfect.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？ 我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。